Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, good afternoon. I'm Ema McCarthy. The Vatican Secretariat of State has issued a statement on the lifting of the excommunication of Bishop Richard Williamson, who has denied the Holocaust, saying his statements on the Shoah are unacceptable for the Church and unallowable for a bishop, Charles Collins reports.
The three-point statement issued by the Secretariat of State says that with regard to the lifting of the excommunication of Bishop Richard Williamson, the bishop still has no canonical function in the Church because he and three other bishops were consecrated illegitimately by Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre without papal consent. Lefebvre founded the Traditionalist Society of St. Pius X in 1969. The statement goes on to say that the society as a whole must fully recognize the teachings of Vatican II and the teachings of all the popes who came during and after it in order to have a legitimate canonical function in the Church. It also underlines that Pope Benedict was not aware of Bishop Richard Williamson's denial of the Holocaust when the Pope lifted the excommunication on him and the other bishops last month. And it adds that in order for Williamson to be admitted to the episcopal functions of the Church, he must absolutely, unequivocally, and in a public way distance himself from his positions regarding the Holocaust. Finally, the statement said that Williamson's positions on the Holocaust were absolutely unacceptable and firmly rejected by the Holy Father. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.